Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 49 of Tribe Talk, the podcast, our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics, our final episode of the month of September 2025. And on this episode 49, we're going to talk with Bridgeport Athletic Director Tom Sears. A couple things we'll get into. We'll talk about the fall sports, of course, with Dom, but also going to jump into a capital improvement project that was recently announced for Wayne Jamison Field, a new scoreboard, video board. We'll talk about that project and where the funding currently sits and what the timeline might be to see that erected at Wayne Jamison Field. This Tribe Talk, done with a heavy heart. If you haven't heard, and I'm sure most have, we lost a great advocate for Bridgeport Indians athletics and the student body and the community in the sudden passing of Chris Johnson over the weekend from ConnectBridgeport.com, and wanted to certainly mark his unmeasurable impact that he's had on our student athletes in the years that he has penned articles at ConnectBridgeport.com about Bridgeport Indians sports and the community in general, and just a terrible loss of such a great guy at the age of 52 years of age. And certainly his booth spot in the press box will be a solemn reminder on Friday night of our incredible loss, and our thoughts and prayers are with the Johnson family in this difficult time as we remember the work and the life and the love of Chris Johnson. So we'll miss you, buddy. All right, let's talk with Tom Sears. The video board scoreboard project recently announced in Connect Bridgeport last weekend. And Tom, welcome to Tribe Talk. If you would give us a little background and information as to why the scoreboard and the video board needs replaced.
So we're working really hard to try and replace our video board and scoreboard at Wayne Jamison, and it's you know, the one we have in place now has served us well. Recently though, we've had to band-aid it to get it to work, and right now it's not working at all. So it's something that is needed to not only highlight our athletics, but also our students here at Bridgeport High School. And it's a great opportunity for the community to be a part of something that is going to be state of the art.
Yeah, and Tom, and that comes with a cost. And obviously, you know, to make that happen, we need sponsors. And if there's folks out there that are interested in helping businesses in particular, that's kind of what you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had, you know, businesses that have reached out and have committed to it. We've also had individuals that were, you know, graduates of Bridgeport High School, and they said, how can I help? And so they want to send in donations. And so it's amazing. This community is so special, gets behind every single project that we do, anything that, you know, highlights our kids. But we still do have some sponsorship spots available, and we're working towards reaching that goal. This is a very expensive endeavor. You know, the video board and the scoreboard are going to be top of the line. It'll rival most in the state of West Virginia, and so we're really excited to work with our community partners to make this happen.
You know, you and I talk facilities a lot, and if you're standing still, you're behind. There's always a project. There's always something that needs addressed. And you know, although all the money that is spent at Wayne Jamison Field, it's you know, Father Time moves on. As you mentioned, the video board, scoreboard needs replaced. Turf will be coming up next. You know, lighting at some point will have to be addressed as well. It's it just never ends.
There's a lot. You know, the facility is state of the art, but it's aging, and so part of what we're doing, even with this video board project, is we're looking ahead to the next video board by putting a plan in place to ensure that we generate enough revenue to replace it again in, you know, 15 years. So, but we're going to have a turf project a few years out. The track needs resurfaced. So we are in a place where we have to really start looking at this. And like you said, if you stand still, you'll be left behind. So we have to keep looking ahead and having a plan in place.
Tom, tell me about the life of the turf and the track. That's I think some people assume it's just a guessing game, and when it looks bad is when it's time to replace it. But actually, there's a process there.
there is a process. So we have a company come in and they actually do what's called impact testing. And the impact test, what it does is it measures the safety of the turf. So at Wayne Jameson, we have spots of the field that are in really, really good shape, but then there are other areas that more high impact areas that are used more often that need some attention. And so we have a company come in annually. They do the impact testing. They also do the grooming and then to manicure it and take care of it. So there is a process. It's not a guessing game at all. And so our most recent impact test seemed to indicate that we have 2 to 3 more seasons on that turf before replacement will be needed.
All right, very good. Away from fields and scoreboards, here we are heading into the month of October. Golf is winding down. Just won the Big Ten Championship yesterday. Boys soccer is number one in Class AAA and having a great year. And that's just highlighting some of what has already been a very successful fall season.
Yeah, absolutely. Football just continues to roll on, obviously. Congratulations to the golf team on their Big Ten win. October 6th, we will host the golf regional at Bridgeport Country Club, so we're really excited about that as well. We like our chances. You mentioned soccer. Boys are having a phenomenal year, and I think that really in our region, since, you know, dropping down to AAA, I think that our girls and boys have a really good shot. So if you take a look at all that. And then volleyball as well is rolling right along. So it's a busy, busy time. Cross country is getting ready to run in an invitation in Louisville. So we have a lot happening. Of course, cheer is prepping for their regional and Big Ten competitions and everything. So, and our dance team, wow, they did such an amazing job the other night at our football game. We just have so many things going on, so many great kids involved in so many great programs.
Absolutely. Appreciate you highlighting that. If folks want to get involved, businesses want to get involved, how can they get in touch with us on the video board?
So just give me a call here at the school, 304-326-7137. Would be glad to help walk you through that process. We have sponsorships available at different levels for, you know, different size businesses or corporations. You can also email me, thomas.sears@k12.wv.us.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. We'll let you know what's happening around Bridgeport High School Athletics. That's coming up after this from Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
It may be goodbye summer, but it's hello deals here at Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. And this bow tie don't lie. New Ram 1500s up to 14 grand off MSRP or 3.9% financing for 72 months. High performance Dodge Chargers, now just $419 a month, plus up to 125% of KBB for your trade. New ownership, improved processes, better deals. Drive into fall event. Visit us on Route 19 in Clarksburg or at blackbearjeep.com.
All right, here's what's happened in the past week at Bridgeport Indians Athletics. And again, you can read more about each and every one of these events right here on the website at bridgeportindians.com. JV football team moved to 4-0 with a 42-0 win over Robert C. Byrd on Monday night. The golf team won the Big Ten championships yesterday. As you mentioned, as Tom mentioned earlier in our interview, they'll host the regions of the Bridgeport Country Club coming up. Girls soccer team fell to George Washington 5-0 on Saturday. The boys down Musselman 3-1. The volleyball team was in action as well down at, I believe, Herbert Hoover this past weekend. And they fell to Cabell Midland, tied George Washington, beat Nicholas County, and beat Cabell Midland in pool play. Meanwhile, the football team rolled past Robert C. Byrd 77-6. Boys soccer team last week also picked up a win over Philip Barber by a count of 10-0. The girls also winning 10-0. Coming up this week, the cross country team is at the Harrison County meet on Tuesday. It's a soccer doubleheader as the boys team will take on Parkersburg South, the girls Morgantown at 6 and 8 p.m. Then on Thursday, soccer both are at Buchanan. Cross country team is in Louisville Invitational in Louisville, Kentucky on Friday. The boys football team will take on Fort Hill on Friday night at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday, it's more soccer as Charleston Catholic will come to Wayne Jameson Field to take on the boys and the girls. And then on Mondays, the golf regional that we spoke of and also the freshman football team will visit Fort Hill. That's going to wrap it up for episode 49 of Tribe Talk, the podcast. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.